breve riassunto del discorso che Rambaba ha tenuto nel numero 6 Lila dell'aprile 84. Sì, ecco, 1984. Ok.
This is Baldev Girme translating Swami, His Holiness Swami Ram Baba's article which appeared in Sai Leela of April 1984. This article was written by Sri Ganpat Rao Samant, MA, Manager, Sri Mahalakshmi Temple, Bombay. There is one incident given in Sai Charitra in the 23rd Adhyay. There was one Swami who had knowledge of all the Shastras, that is Pantajal Yog Shastra, but he didn't have a steady mind, nor could he go into meditation. So his guru advised him to go to Shirdi. And regarding meditation, it is only Sri Sai Baba who can guide him. When His Holiness Ram Baba visited Shirdi, Sai Baba was eating a bhakri and an onion. According to the saints, a saint doesn't eat bhakri and onion. So Swami Ram Baba, after looking at Sai Baba who was eating onion and bhakri, felt that what this saint is going to teach me, who himself is eating a bhakri and an onion. This incident took place on 22nd of February 1914. When His Holiness Swami Ram Baba visited the masjid to take the darshan of Sai Baba, Sai Baba, just looking at him, said, "You dog, get away from here." This big man is no other than His Holiness Swami Ram Baba. Swami Ram Baba was born on 22nd February 1860. The author of this article, Sri Samant, met Swami Ram Baba on 13th August 82, and Swami Ram Baba, and he describes Swami Ram Baba's description in short. According to him, once at the first sight of seeing Ram Baba, you remember Rabindranath Tagore. And once His Holiness Swami Ram Baba starts talking, you remember Swami Vivekananda. He speaks with authority on any of the subjects. His talks are mainly on Sri Sai Charitra or of great saints. He speaks with authority in English. He has got a fluency in English. Once he starts talking, he takes into account whether the people are listening to him. According to Sri Samant, Sri Ram Baba has got X-ray eyes. Once he is talking, he does not like any interference. Whenever he talks, the people sitting around whatever they have in mind, it strikes His Holiness Swami Ram Baba, and he opens up the topic without the devotees who come to take his darshan opening their mouth. Swami Ram Baba is against showing any miracles like chamatkars. According to him, those who have acquired little bit of siddhis try to show it off. But according to him, that is very wrong. Riddhi Siddhi, Swami Ram Baba does not like. According to Swami Ram Baba, a real saint is one who has done all the pradakshina of the holy rivers, like the Ganga Mai, Narvada, Godavari. Swami Ram Baba says, Sri Sai Baba did not give any mantra to anyone. But nowadays, there are people or Babas or saints who try to give mantras which Swami Ram Baba does not like because he doesn't believe in it. Swami Ram Baba says, as mentioned above, that after taking or doing the pradakshina of the holy rivers, namely the Narvada, Ganga and the Godavaris, the sadhak gets his mantra by himself. Swami Ram Baba narrates some of his personal experiences. They are that he avoids the word I. To this, he narrates in this fashion that Ram feels like doing this. Ram is going tomorrow to Bombay. Ram will meet you tomorrow and avoids the world as I. Swami Ram seldom talks about himself. He only speaks that Ishwar is one, that is, God is one, and He is everywhere. Here, Sai is referred to Sai Baba. He tells people that Sakshat Ishwar Manje Sai. Whatever example Swami Ram Baba gives is from the Sri Sai Charitra. According to His Holiness Swami Ram Baba, he says the greatest granth today is the Sri Sai Charitra.
The greatest?
Granth means the holy book. His Holiness Swami Ram Baba says that Sai Charitra is the life story of Sai Baba. According to him, they are not imaginary stories, but they are the real. So they are not symbolic, right? Whenever His Holiness Swami Ram Baba speaks on Sai Charitra, we can make out the love and the Shraddha he has for Sri Sai Baba. Swami Ram Baba says that there are many granths and books written on Sai Baba, but according to him, it contains lot of dramatic scenes. And he says that the prices of these books are so much that it hardly the poor can afford to buy them. His Holiness Swami Ram Baba says that in this whole world, the only God is Sai, and the only holy book is the Sai Charitra. Swami Ram Baba is very frank in his talks and he is very honest because he speaks the truth. The devotees may at times don't like it because truth is always bitter. As far as truth is concerned, he does not take into account the feelings of the devotees. The creation of this great granth, Sri Sai Charitra, is because of Baba's blessings. And according to His Holiness Swami Ram Baba, Sai Charitra to the devotees is just like Amrit. Swami Ram Baba says that God is in everyone. But it is with the devotees to enlighten God within themselves. Swami Ram Baba does not agree with the theory that Sai Baba has gone away. He believes that Sai Baba moves around with us every day. And this the devotees are experiencing it themselves. The idol of Sai Baba is situated just above the samadhi, and Swami Ram Baba does not agree that the devotee should climb up the samadhi and take the darshan of Sai Baba.
He doesn't agree. Why?
He says that as the feet of the devotees touch the samadhis, the vibration may sometime become holy, unholy. After His Holiness Ram Baba met Sai Baba, all his egos or any ism he has forgotten, and that has gone into the dust. He feels that he does not want any siddhi. On 22nd of February 84, His Holiness Swami Ram Baba completed 125 years of age. And this is how I will conclude the translation of the article, Jai Sai Ram.